Yesterday, Stanley Park was locked in a bakery oven. Will he beat the heat? Find out in this accelerated finale to The Case of the Abducted Asphalt in Color.
Soon all the roads of Canada will be mine! All mine!
What's so funny, Fence?
Well, how you get out of the oven?
The back door.
The back door? Oh,
you see, Lulu, he's used apricot cerulean Crayola crayon.
I see.
Crayola crayon, the official crayon of the Vancouver Grand Prix.
Stop right there! I wear very best invisible explosive. If you touch me, I explode. This building explode. All Canada explode! You never take me alive!
Right, you. Well, Stanley, his Taiwanese import certificates are entirely in order.
Yep.
Just like I told you.
Fence, we're gonna need these roads for the Grand Prix tomorrow.
Impossible.
No, really. There's a Grand Prix tomorrow. The chief told me.
No, the roads. They're configured for Taipei. They won't fit.
Look, Fence, either you make the roads fit or Angus here will set fire to your certificate. And then where will you be?
Oh, not Saskatoon!
What? Oh, God, no.
Oh, all right, I do it. But I need street plan to work by.
That's reasonable.
And $120 million, plus overtime.
Done. And here's a map. And while the case of the abducted asphalt would never be solved, it was more important that the roads were back. And despite the necessary closures of schools and hospitals to pay for the baker's excellent last-minute work, the people were happy. And that's the real story.
What? No, it's not.
I waved at the Fence the Baker as he passed by in his 1921 Duesenberg GP racer. Though, in retrospect, it seemed a pity that I'd given him a street map of Edmonton that night.
And so, the checkered flag drops on the case of the abducted asphalt. Tune in next week for another Gastown Mystery, in color!
The Gastown Mysteries are a What You Say production.
Where's